Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast hosted by one best friend, because one is missing. Sam, unfortunately, isn't here. He's had a bit of a rough time recently because of the reviews, because we are trying out something different today. We have listened to you, we do read the reviews, and we know that you don't like his shouting, so we are going to try with someone better, someone who you all know and love. So today it's Staying Relevant with Pete Wicks and Zara McDermott. As always, I will be swearing, but maybe not as much as normal, because I don't think I'll be as angry today. But if you don't like swearing, because Zara does have a potty mouth, then go yourself.
I'm really happy to be here.
I'm really happy you're here. I actually might enjoy today. So the real reason Sam's not here is not because we've listened to you. It's because
he's had a toothy peg removed.
He's had a little toothy peg removed.
Yeah.
So he's taken a week off. Not even a joke. I genuinely tried to get him to do some work next week on Tuesday when I just don't know if I'll be better by then.
Oh my God, I have to tell you the story of last night because it was an eventful one. He says to me, I've got to have my wisdom tooth out. The guy has told me he's going to have to get the drill out. He's going to have to break it into 8 pieces. I'm going to be really swollen.
How big is this snaggle tooth?
Oh, wait for it. He's like, I know it's going to be really bad. It could get infected. I won't be able to speak. I'm not going to be able to eat. And I was like, I've had 3 out. Like, I know the drill. Anyway, I take him in last night.
See what you did there?
Yeah, I know the drill. Yeah.
See, she's already funnier than Sam.
So I take him in last night to the dentist and he's going, will I be able to eat? Will I be able to speak? Will I be able to talk? The dentist is honestly looking at him like he is batshit crazy. The dentist is like, you'll be fine. And he's like, I don't know if I can do it.
So Sam has been telling me about this tooth for 2 weeks. Not even joking, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, lucky you, it's been 2 months for me.
It's literally been going on about this tooth for so long. And jeez. I said, listen, I had my wisdom. I've had 2 of mine out.
Yeah.
And I said, I had mine out and I went to work the next day. And he was like, what? What do you mean? Like, surely it's going to be really bad. Everyone's telling me it's really bad. I said, it's fine. It's just get on with it, mate. To the point where he actually messaged the guys in the podcast group this morning saying, I'm in pain. Pete said it would be fine, so I thought it would be fine. But he lied. I'm now hurt physically and emotionally. So can we just agree that he's being pathetic?
This morning, 4:30, I get, goose, goose. I said, what? And he goes, I can't sleep. It hurts.
It's really pathetic, isn't it?
So pathetic.
I just wouldn't be like that. I wasn't like that when I had mine out. I'm sure you weren't. You weren't, no? It's funny that, because the Daily Mail...
Oh, that...
Zara McDermott, still in agony. Zara McDermott looks exhausted as she straps an ice pack to her swollen face after having her wisdom teeth removed. 4.5 days post-surgery and I'm still in agony.
No,
4 a.m. to 7 a.m. is the worst time for me.
I had dry socket.
Look at you slagging your boyfriend off.
I had dry socket. It was really horrible.
So this is Zara with her wisdom tooth. And just for reference...
I bought Sam the same
this
one.
This is Sam with his wisdom tooth. So as you can imagine, the Thompson McDermott household.
The peas as well.
Yeah.
He was like the little ice pack doing it for me. It's frozen peas,
oh
yeah.
Oh my good God. Well, anyway, so that's why Sam's not here. So yeah. We have got Zara here. We've got loads to talk about. Zara is not a guest. Zara is a co-host.
Where I should be.
Yes, exactly. And I genuinely feel like this is going to be probably the best episode ever. The last one that you did when you were on as a guest, I don't really know why we called you a guest, because it was more like me and you just grilling Sam.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. Weirdly enough, you're my favourite part of that household. Because he's painful at the minute.
Yeah.
Right, so what we're going to do and what me and Sam do, you listen to the podcast every week.
I listen every week.
We do What Have You Done to Stay Relevant?
Yep.
So, Zara, I imagine everyone knows what yours is going to be. What have you done this week to stay relevant?
I mean, this week has been a bit of a shit week because I got evicted from Strictly.
Evicted?
Evicted. I don't know why you say it. Evicted?
I don't think he's evicted because I don't think you were living there.
What is it?
Fucked off from Strictly. I think is probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, probably.
How are you feeling? Don't cry, for fuck's sake.
Because
you've cried on Just the Two of Us a million times. Or what's it called, Just the Two of Us?
It Takes Two.
That's the one.
And you've been watching it?
I'd see the clips, you know what I mean? Like fucking, do you know what I mean? Like,
it's just the two of us.
Yeah, I can't deal with any more tears about it. Get over it. So, but what happened?
So it was Halloween week, which is a big milestone in the Strictly, you know, Strictly series. And I was painted as a skeleton. We were skeletons at the spa. Skeletons at the spa. And it was a bit of a strange concept, but I just kind of...
Do you think that's where it started to go wrong? People didn't understand what the fuck you were doing.
I thought that initially, but when I saw all the visual effects, they'd put like a swimming pool on the set. Like, for people at home, it was really, really, really cool. Like, on the stage, there was a whole swimming pool. So I thought it was actually really cool.
Do you think if you'd concentrate more on the dance and less on the swimming pool, that maybe you'd have stayed in?
Do you know what, Pete? I did my bloody best.
No, to be fair,
I did my best.
What was it, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
6 weeks. I obviously went to see you on the first week.
Yeah.
And I've never watched Strictly. It's obviously, as you can imagine,
did you like it?
Not my cup of tea. I actually really enjoyed going. I'm not going to lie. I didn't enjoy the outfit.
What, my outfit?
No, my outfit.
Oh.
Wasn't overly keen on that. Did, however, make best friends with Zara's dad.
Oh, my dad loves you. Every week he goes,
yeah.
Wish Pete was here.
Yeah, me and Every Zara's week. Dad like that. Sam actually got quite annoyed about it, which was even funnier. But I know how long you've wanted to do the show, and I think you smashed it.
Thank you.
In all seriousness, because you are shit at dancing.
I am.
So actually, in terms of journey and improvement, I think you were fabulous.
I was in 3 dance-offs.
Yeah, I mean, that tells a different story, doesn't it?
It does.
You must have been kind of thinking it was coming.
I was hoping I could turn it around, if I'm really honest. Do you know what?
Yeah, I'm hoping for a 12-inch cock, but some things just never happen, do they?
I was hoping that I would just start getting better and people would start going, wow, she's actually...
But you did get better. You did. You got massively better from the start. Listen, I'm in the same boat as you, based on the fact that I also can't dance.
Mm.
And actually, I think I'm actually worse than you. So I would never do the show, whereas you had the bollocks to go and do it because you've always wanted to do it. Did you actually think you were going to win at one point?
No, I don't think I ever thought I was going to win.
So you know when you first do it, because I don't know how it works, and you all do a bit of training before the first week. Did you suddenly think, fuck me, I've actually got a right here, and then you saw the rest of them?
No.
Or did you see the rest of them?
No. So we actually had we had a day before we even started training where they chemistry tested all of us with all of the different pros. So we did a couple of moves together, like me and Bobby were paired together, like the celebrities were paired together, and we did like a little bit of dancing just for an hour just to like loosen up a bit. And then the pros all came in and we did like a rotation of like different...
Oh, so that's speed dating?
Yeah, like it is literally like speed dating with the pros. So we danced with every single person, just did a little box step or whatever.
Must have been really hard for you to pick Graziano as well. You know, if you were speed dating, he'd be the last person I'd pick.
I didn't pick him. It was all up to the Strictly gods.
How is he after your exit? Pissed off?
He's gone to Rome with his wife.
Oh, so he's abandoned the country.
He's left the country.
He's left the country.
He's gone to Rome. His wife actually does.
I met her. She's lovely as well.
She's lovely. She does the Italian Strictly. So she is a pro in the Italian Strictly.
Is she still on it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, so she did better than you two. is that because her partner can dance?
A lot better.
Are you still going to watch it?
Yeah.
Is it one of the best things you've ever done?
It is, like, hands down the best thing I've ever done in my whole life. But honestly, I'm telling you, on Saturday, I knew my time was up on Saturday, to the point where they're painting me as a skeleton, right? I've got all these teeth up my cheeks, and I thought, this is how I'm leaving.
Yeah, do you know what? That's such a good point. You could be dressed in one of them really nice ball gowns, yeah, and all the rest of it, and having a really lovely week, and you cried as a skeleton.
It was really...
And the funniest part of it is, if you actually see it, and if we can get a clip of this, when she's crying, because her mouth's open, but it's so wide because of the teeth all the way up her cheeks, she looks mental.
I was also like, so embarrassed, because Shirley Ballas, the head judge, she came down and she just said, well done to me. And I was crying, obviously. It's me. Of course I'm crying. And she's like, well done. You've done really well. You know, you should be so proud of yourself. Talking to my mum. And I'm like, yeah, thank you so much, Shirley. Like, da, da, da. And I look at myself on my phone camera 2 minutes later, and I had these beads that were like, they were all falling off. All my face had cracked with
you
the paint.
Like melting.
I think she must have looked at me and thought, goodness, thank you.
So, Strictly Curse,
yeah.
Don't panic. We're not going to talk about you, because there's nothing to actually talk about, surprisingly.
No. I think don't say surprisingly.
Well, no, we're all surprised, because I think everyone expected, whenever you get the good-looking girl and the good-looking guy together, everyone to be like, oh, there's going to be loads of rumours, this, that and the other. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I think that's probably down to the fact that A, you can't dance. Sorry, I'm just reiterating that. And B, because he is the sexiest man to look at, but like brother and sister.
Literally, him and
I've been around you, and it literally made me feel a little bit sick. It was just too wholesome and weird.
We have a very, very wholesome, beautiful friendship, but at the end of the day...
Well, that's boring. So, no. He's actually lovely.
He's
really like him.
So, like, the nicest person I've ever met in my whole life.
Do you think you lucked out having him as a partner?
100%. I think that he's actually quite similar to Sam in some ways,
yeah,
in his personality. He's very excitable. He's very, like,
yeah.
He's quite, like, impulsive. Gets very happy at things. Is quite, like, emotional.
Emotional.
Yeah. Mm. They're both very similar, actually. It's why they both got on really well as well.
Yeah. One's just really good looking. The other one looks like the afterbirth. But, no, I'm joking. We all love Jedward. especially his little bald patch. Has he generally called me about this week?
Oh, he wants to go to get the transplant, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he's
really
thinking
wants
about
to
it.
Get that done. Do you think he needs it done?
He did say to me the other day, if I bend down on the floor, can you have a look at what my bald patch looks like from an aerial view? And I said, I didn't know what to say, because it's thinning. Let's not beat around the bush. He's thinning. It's not that bad.
No,
unless he's on the floor and you're on...
Yeah, it's not that bad unless you see it, is what you're saying. So as long as he looks up all the time and he's in front of you, you can't
exactly,
see it. Yeah,
exactly.
It's fine. I mean, listen, I can't say anything, because I genuinely, this morning, my management sent me a picture. They were approving press pictures for something, and she sent me all of the ones that she went, I'll take that one out. We'll blame it on the wind, shall we? Because my forehead is so large, it practically looks like my hairline starts at my crown. It's literally, it's so bad, I look like a Klingon. It's really awful. So you and Grat's really good friends, and
yeah.
I think that's fairly obvious for everyone to see. So you never really got any shit for the Strictly Curse. However,
no, and I was expecting, I was expecting, going into this thinking, there's going to be paps following me everywhere. I think people prepared me so much, was like, this is a Strictly machine, and there's going to be loads of articles. But I think the reality is, if you don't really do much, don't give them anything to write about, then they just won't write about you.
Right, so Strictly, done.
Yeah.
Are you going to be sad watching it? Do you still get to go?
No, only to the final and the Christmas special.
Don't they do a tour?
They do a tour, yes.
Is that just for the good ones, or will you do it?
Pete, I improved, all right?
No, listen.
Did you see my cha-cha-cha week one? I got a 3.
Right? Yeah, of course I did. I was there. and sober, because they fucking shut the bar. That's the maddest thing about the whole thing. Because I was in the fucking front row, they wouldn't let me get up because it looks bad on camera, and Tess Daly kept doing her pickups in front of me, so I couldn't fuck off to the bar. I was raging.
You know what some people started to do? They started
bring hip flask, because I told everyone.
Bottles in. bring water bottles, go to the bar, fill it up with alcohol and bring it back in.
I told your dad to do that, and I told Adam Thomas's family to do that as well on the first night. I went, I'll tell you what you want to do for future reference, because I won't be coming back.
I actually always have to tell you a funny story about Adam Thomas. So this weekend, right, Sunday.
I love Adam.
I love Adam so much. One of my favourite people I've ever met. We're in the dance-off together, right? I saw him. He looked at me, and I was like, here we go. And they take you round this little like backstage area that you don't actually ever go to unless you're in a dance-off, weirdly, to get you on just in a specific part of the stage.
Is that worse than at the end when you're booted off and everyone comes in and you all dance together like a fucking, like you're all drunk at a wedding?
I found that all very overwhelming as well. It was all very overwhelming. But the worst part of the dance-off is the kind of standing on the side and watching the other person do it, and then you switch over and then they watch you. And it's like, why do they have to watch? Why can't they just be taken off? But Adam, so he goes, I could see him in his eyes. He was a bit like, I've not done, obviously he hadn't done a dance off before. And I went, I've been here, this is my third time. If you've got any questions about the process, feel free to ask me, my friend.
I love
and
that.
And he started to burst out laughing. It was such a funny moment.
Adam, actually, on the first night, I think me and Sam might have spoken about it, because me and Sam were front row on the first night, and I sort of know Adam, and I think Adam danced first.
He did, yeah.
First, on the first dance of the whole series.
Yeah.
And you see him, they're really close, because you're literally, where we were sat, the floor literally starts 2 feet away from you.
Yeah.
He was stood with his partner, Luba, ready to speak, and she went, okay, you ready? And he went, me and Sam read him, go, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. That's the first thing he said, just before he started the dance. Fucking brilliant. Anything else you want to say about Strictly?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better about it. I was feeling very down at the start of the week, but now I'm feeling a lot more positive.
I think you should be positive, because genuinely, it's something that you've always wanted to do, and you have done it. And you were much better week on week on week, and you did put in more effort than anyone.
I mean, I literally turned up at the studio 8 o'clock in the morning and I left at 9 o'clock every night.
And I'll tell you how much effort she put in, because I have been at Sam's house during the process and I have trodden on multiple blister plasters all over the floor that the cats have found and then ran off with and then left in the middle of the floor, and then I have then trodden on them.
Sorry, were they dirty ones as well?
They were dirty. Yes, some of which full of blood and pus. So that was nice. And they were fucking everywhere, because your feet were in bits at one point.
They were.
I also fell over and stubbed my toe on a leg brace.
Which is
not just like a leg brace, it's a full machine, right? It looked like a fucking generator, right? And I went, what the fuck is that? And he went, a leg brace. And I thought, well, how the fuck, what do you do? Put your leg in it?
It was for my knee. I injured my knee week two on my quick step. And it was like an ice machine. So basically you put it around your knee and then you plug it in, you put ice in it, and it makes your knee go to like 0 degrees.
Do you reckon Sam's at home now with his face in it?
Do you know what?
His wisdom. He's fucked the frozen peas off and just dunked his head in it. It's not a bad idea, that, is it?
Yeah.
See, up there for thinking, down there for dance. Well, not in your case. But you're genuinely, you got so much better throughout the weeks, and I know how much you love doing it. And you made me enjoy Strictly.
Oh, good.
And I think that's the important thing for people watching.
It was really nice having you there.
I think it's just important for you know, some people can dance and that's their thing and whatever else. But to have a go at it and get as good as what you had done, having never done anything before, I think is amazing. So I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. But one thing I will say, Pete, is I did invite you to the show this weekend.
Yeah.
And he didn't reply to my text. I sent 2 texts, actually.
Yep. No. Yep, she did.
You could have been there for the moment.
I'll be
what
honest.
What were you doing?
Where was I?
Where were you? You had another once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come and see Strictly on Halloween week.
But do you know what it is, Zara, if I'm really honest? Because that is really out of order for me that I didn't do that. I actually said it last week on the podcast that I need to reply to you, because Sam reminded me. Because when you sent me that message, I can't remember what I was doing. I was fucking working. And I thought, oh, I'll reply to that. And then never did. However, I think for me, it was because I was so proud of you and I'd already been.
You wanted to give the ticket to someone else?
I'd already been. I knew Louise wanted to go.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think I could have dealt with the tears, because I had a feeling you'd be gone.
Selfless.
And I just didn't want to make it any worse for you, you know? Because if you're honest, there was a rumour going around on the first night when I was there, because of my face, where people thought you'd made me cry. Have you heard this rumour?
Yes,
have you seen it?
There was
people going,
TikTok,
I cannot believe Pete's crying at just Strictly Come Dancing. And I thought, was I? But I was very involved.
I did think, and I hoped you might be crying.
I was crying on the inside.
Yeah.
And I'm holding back tears now. But I'm just so glad you're here, because otherwise you wouldn't have been here. Everything works out for a reason. You've gone from the biggest show on TV to the biggest podcast in the UK. So it's on the up, eh? Moving on, because if you hadn't have been booted out, you wouldn't be here now.
Yeah, no,
you wouldn't have been able to. You'd been dancing, and then I'd have been on my own because Sam would have been messing about with his dicky tooth.
Dicky tooth, yeah.
So that's your Staying Relevant.
That's my Staying Relevant.
As you're the co-host.
What have you done this week to stay relevant, Pete?
Thank you. I thought you'd never ask. Jesus, fucking went on about herself for a while, didn't she? I'm actually going to do my Staying Relevant moment after this.
All right.
And you're going to come.
Okay.
We, Staying Relevant, because you are now the co-host, mm-hmm. technically this is you, this is something for you to be excited about as well. We have a billboard in Leicester Square.
Does it have me on it?
Yeah.
I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest, because if I'm co-hosting, surely you'd have thought enough in advance to have a caricature made of me.
I'll be honest with you, if you squint, you have...
I can see teeth and beard.
Exactly. If you squint, obviously you've been training so hard, you haven't had time to get that lip waxed. But so it's similar. If you squint, you could... Actually, you do look quite similar, you and Sam. You both look very like girl next door-y. Anyway, so my Staying Relevant is I'm going to see the billboard. Okay. I didn't want to go and see the billboard because I don't care. We have done it before. We've had billboards before. Sam was very excited. But since Sam isn't here, I feel like you should represent him.
Okay.
This is now partly your podcast after today.
Yeah.
So would you like to come and be relevant with me?
I would love to come and be relevant with you.
Because otherwise I have no interest in going, to be honest with you. They're making me go.
So you've not done anything else this week, though?
Oh, I've done absolutely nothing this week.
Really?
No, absolutely nothing.
Well, you could have come on Saturday, but I didn't.
Well, I had a little personal week this week because it was my birthday.
I know it was your birthday.
So, no, I've had a very chilled week. I don't like my birthday, by the way.
Did you get anything nice for your birthday?
No, I didn't get fuck all. I don't really tell people my birthday is. So I don't.
I know this is a problem. I never know. Your birthday is one of 3 days. And I don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
I think it might be... It's either the 30th of October, the 31st, or the 1st of November.
It is. You're right. One of those three.
But I don't know which one it is because he never tells us.
So I had a bit of a chilled week. So that's the same relevant. Right. So you know what else we do?
Yeah. What else do you use? Sidebar of shame. Sidebar of shame.
Oh.
It's the sidebar of shame. That one.
Oh, that's very good.
I do listen to the podcast.
Do you want to do like a new jingle for it?
Oh, God, don't put me on the spot.
Listen, this is part of being a host.
It's the sidebar of shame. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was very good. A big, big nod there from you.
Thank you.
Perhaps too much, trying to make you feel comfortable. I understand.
It wasn't very good. I was really improvised.
It was good. I mean, improvised. I mean, you had the words. You just did it in a high voice. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how much thought went into that.
So, have you got some good sidebar of shames?
Well, yes, we do.
I love this part of the podcast.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to put you on the spot in a minute.
Go on.
Because whilst I'm doing some of these sidebar shames, which I'd like you to explain, because some of it is going to be the truth behind the sidebar shame, I would like you to go on the Daily Mail now. Have you got your phone? And I'd like you to pick your own sidebar of shame.
Ooh!
You'd like to talk about.
Okay.
I'm going to sit. What in the fuck was that?
It was Khloe Kardashian. That's okay. Kardashian language. I don't expect you to understand.
It's literally like Evan Sam here. I have no idea. What? Do that again for me.
Oh, crrr.
Oh, crrr.
Yes.
Don't do that.
It's Kardashian.
Fuck me. Right. So what I'm going to do on this sidebar of shame is I'm going to go through some of my favourite headlines about you and Sam over the years. All right. So
come on, then.
What we are going to start with, and you can give us the truth behind it. So we're going to go with a recent one. And I don't know if this came from you or from Sam. But
I know what it's going to be. Go.
What do you think it's going to be?
Is it banned from
How the fuck
Strictly?
Did she know that?
Because it was everywhere and I was so confused. Basically, for Strictly, as you know, we only get 2 tickets a week. That first week where I managed to get 4 was...
Should we just point out what happened on the first week and who managed to get the extra ticket for your dad?
Yeah. Pete actually managed to get the ticket.
Because I knew the bouncer.
He knew the So he managed to get some extra tickets for me. This is Pete, right? But Sam and Pete were my priority for week one. So obviously I had my family and my friends on a bit of a rota to come in. So I said to Sam, you know, when you've been, then I'm going to have my mum come, dad come, nan and granddad come, my auntie, and then you can come again. Cool. Goes on to radio. Zara's banned me from coming to the show. I was like, what? I've never banned you. You're not banned. And he was like, well, you know, I think I can do some more damage from the sofa, get us some more votes. And I thought, oh no, now I sound so desperate.
He loves to play victim, doesn't he? It really made it sound like Zara's banned me from the fucking studio. I knew it was fucking him.
Actually, of course it was him.
On that note, is there anyone that wanted to come that didn't go because you didn't make it far enough?
No, everyone.
Like, did everyone that wanted to go?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that's good then.
It was great.
Because it'd be terrible if you were just waiting and like Nan and Grandad were like, we'll be there week 7.
Oh, I know, I know.
Because then I'd have felt really bad I took someone's ticket.
No, I got the main people. I got you and Sam, Mum and Dad, Nan and Grandad, and my best friend and my brother. They were the main people I wanted to come.
Beautiful.
So I was happy.
This sidebar, Shane, for me is about Sam, but it's also about you and Strictly. So Sam is a very big supporter of you.
Yeah.
And he's been quite vocal since you left, been reported a couple of times.
Slam!
Strictly come dancing. Zara Dermot's boyfriend Sam Thompson wades into fix row after axe.
I love it when they put slams. It's my favourite one because I always read slams,
We've got another one. Zara McDermott's boyfriend in Swipe Strictly co-stars after exit. Sam's fucking going in, fighting your corner there. Fuck him.
He's not.
No, he's absolutely not.
He's
when you actually read
not.
It, he's basically said, oh no, it's really unfortunate and I think they're all really good.
Yeah, he said, I really want Angela Rippon to win and I really love her leg.
He does really, he's got a weird fascination with her.
I think he fancies her.
I genuinely, on the first day, he went, like when we watched and she did some sort of, like she did the splits and it was fucking fabulous. And then every time she runs up them stairs, that's the bit that he finds most amazing is when she runs up the stairs. But she's so pretty as well, by the way.
Oh my gosh, she's just the most
Is she
beautiful.
A really nice person?
She's lovely.
Oh,
she is beautiful. She, like, you can't believe
how old
her
is she?
Age. I think she's maybe 79.
That's absolutely wild.
I think. She is so intelligent. Honestly, do you know what? So the other week, we were waiting for It Takes Two. We all do our interview separately. Sometimes we record certain bits of it. And we were all in our little, this room, watching TV, waiting to go on. Me, her, Gratz and her partner Kai. And we were watching Mastermind together. Just it was just on the TV. She was answering every single question correctly on Mastermind. And it was a really niche topic, like a random French artist I'd never heard of. She was answering every single question correctly. And we're all sat there like, this woman is a machine.
Yeah, I feel like she's one of them people that you just want to be friends with.
She's Oh my gosh, I love her. She's great.
When I met her on that first day at the little drinks thing afterwards, I said to her, I thought she was fabulous and looked amazing. And she held my hand and went, thank you so much, darling. She's just got a really lovely energy. So, moving on from Angela Rippon. Right, the next one, which is the biggest question, which I think everyone probably asks you and Sam nonstop, is about marriage and kids. So I'm going to be honest with you. In December 2022, on the Sidebar of Shame, do you know psychic Sally Morgan?
Yes.
Yeah, she predicted Zara McDermott and Sam Thompson will become parents in 2023.
Well,
you are.
She got that one wrong.
Running out of time.
Definitely running out of time. It is November. And as far as I'm aware, it takes 9 months to grow a baby.
It does, unless you are several months premature like Sam.
She was absolutely wrong about that. Honestly, I really can't see myself having children for a very long time, to be honest.
Really?
Really a long time.
Okay, because there has been a number of articles about Sam wanting 3 or 4 kids.
I the funny thing is, I look at the press and I find this out. That's the worst part of it all, is that I read an article being like, I would love to have 3 or 4 kids with Zara. We've never had that conversation.
No.
So I'm finding things out about him via the Daily Star.
Do you think he's replaced kids with cats?
Yeah, they are our children, I think.
Yeah, Clive and Cedric or something.
Albus and Cedric, they're nearly 2. You know, it's their birthday in 2 days.
Oh, excellent. Hopefully you'll both get that day right.
We're going to sing them a song. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. I've also ordered hats, banners, and a little cat cake.
One of the questions I get asked most is, why Zara with Sam? I think she's answered that for all of you. Genuinely. What a pair of absolute fucking idiots. So 3 or 4 kids Sam wants. So the question really would be on naming. If you had, let's say you had 4 children, right?
I couldn't think of anything worse, but yep.
Well, no, I mean, it would be absolutely... Why would you want a little offspring of Sam? He's effectively your third child anyway. You've got the cats and Sam. But if you had four children, would you go with names that are appropriate to Sam's social hierarchy or yours? Because obviously, you know, he's one down for blue blood and you are like me, gutter rat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Depends where they're being brought
up. So would you go with like...
What kind of school are they going to, you know? Are they going to be a Sebastian?
Well, would you like them to go to a normal school with normal people, or would you like them to go and turn out like Sam?
I would like them to go to the similar school that I went to, personally. If and when I have children in a long time, a very long time,
She's just really confirming there that she is not up to duff.
No, and also, I also find... this is a bigger question, a bigger debate.
We don't do topical big questions on here, Zara. You're on the wrong
podcast.
Because
I'm the co-host,
okay.
Pete.
All right.
I don't like how much you get asked about kids when you're a woman and how much they think, oh, you know, every interview I ever do, when are you getting married, when are you having kids? It's like, I am much more than just... you know, a woman who can produce children. Like, I've got a career.
You're a documentary maker.
Yeah.
You are a great friend, a great person, a great presenter, and a bad dancer. Thank you. You are so much more.
Exactly. I'm so much more than that.
You are so much more than that. I actually agree with that. If we are going to get topical, I completely agree with that because I am obviously of an age now where everyone asks me, when am I going to settle down and get married and fucking
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, it must be
and
so
I know it's
annoying.
Different for guys because, like, you know, the body clock, everyone talks about body clock for women and whatever else. But obviously, a lot of people I know and a lot of my friends do have kids. And I struggle to get up in the morning. So I'm obviously very late to the party and I go to everything on my own, which is sad, really sad. So I do get it. But everyone asks. No one asks people why they've had kids. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, if you've got kids, you're like, why have you had them?
Yeah.
No one says that. But
no.
If you haven't got kids, they go, why haven't you?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so kids aren't on the horizon. But names-wise, what names would you think of?
I feel like they have to go.
Do you have names that you would like? Have you ever thought about it?
When I was younger, yes. When I was in my early 20s, I was like, really want to get married, have kids, da da da. But now I feel like there's no need to rush any of those things. So I would say I had a baby name list when I was like 20, but now...
I just meant, have you thought of any names? A baby name
lots
list?
Lots of people, like lots of my friends have lists. Even if they're no way, shape or form near to having a child.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. I've never heard of anything so ridiculous in my life.
Really? Do you want to see it? I probably have it.
Is yours a physical list?
Yeah, I might have it in my notes. Let's see.
So let's just run through some of these. Poppy. Junie. Is this for a boy or a girl?
For a girl. They're separated.
Yasmin, Emily, Ola. Posey.
Posey, it's a flower.
Fuck me. Adeline, in brackets, Addie. So you've even got nicknames. What is that, like Addison Lee? Is that where you sat in an Addison Lee and thought, God, that's not a bad name, is it? Actually probably was, isn't it? Let's try and guess where some
Lee.
Of these are from.
Oh, that's nice.
Hayley, Halle, Blake, Daisy, some of these are really normal. Kaya?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's quite a nice
name. Florence.
Some of these are
fairly
normal. Aurelia. Aurora.
Aurora.
Everyone are just Aurora the horror. It would instantly, it's not, you have to think about these things. Because my mum and dad obviously didn't think about my name. So I was terribly bullied at school until I punched people in the throat when I was really, really young. Because Peter Wicks rhymes exactly with Weetabix. So I'd get called, oh, here he is, it's a cereal cock. Do you know what I mean? So they didn't think that through. So that was when I had to start biting people. And then that soon stopped. So you have to think these things through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you do. If I hear a nice name, I write it down. Because you never know.
Boys-wise, I mean...
I don't even know what's on this list.
Preston, where were you? Filming something up in Preston?
Probably.
I just thought I liked that one. Barnaby, Sam will really enjoy.
Barnaby!
Yeah, Barnaby, Sam will really enjoy.
No, Sam really loves the name Sebastian.
Yeah.
I can think of is the crab.
Kiss the girl, Theodore.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that one. So there's some in there for Sam.
A bit too popular now, though. Yeah. Are there any posh ones in there that you like?
I don't like any of the names you picked there.
Oh, really?
No.
There's a really long list.
It's a really long list and it's slightly perfect. And it's what's worse is it's in the grouping on fucking thing that says essentials. Fuck me. Before you go, because you are the co-host, you haven't done it. I mean, I did ask you. It's like Sam, where I have to ask you to do things twice.
What do I need to do?
To find your own. Sidebar of shame.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I was looking, but then there's not very good ones.
And it just goes to show what it's like. You're exactly like Sam. You have to be told twice to do things.
There's not very many good sidebars of shame today.
Well, that... Let's see.
Oh, I can find one at Pete Wix.
I mean, that's a very easy fucking thing to go down. I mean, what are we going to go down?
I love the photo of you they put up. Pete Wix finally meets lookalike Graziana De Prima backstage at Strictly Come Dancing after fans joked Towie star had been replaced as Sam Thompson's best friend.
So do you know what's funny about that? All right, that's quite a good sidebar of shame then, is when that... I don't think me and Graziana look alike at all. We just both have long hair.
No, the first thing Graziana ever said to me, I look like your friend. And I said, who?
He messaged me. So what he calls me now when he messages me is, dear twin. I know. And listen, I would be very lucky to look like him. He's by far better look, but we're not similar looking. He's very, very, like, he's got dark brown eyes. Like, he's a beautiful, beautiful man. I'd be very lucky to look like him. However, anyone with long hair, I get told I look like him. If someone has long hair and they're going, oh, do you know you could be? And do you know, this is how annoying this is, and you will have seen it, and I bet you get them. How many times have you been tagged in that guy peeling back something at a wedding? Oh, I thought this was you for a minute. Hosier the other day singing a song. No, oh, I thought this was you for a minute. I get tagged in things, I reckon, at least 20 a day.
People go,
this was you at a minute. And it's just a bloke with long hair.
I've seen it because I think I found it first about 3-4 years ago.
I get tagged in that at least 10 times a week. You get into wedding planning? There is nothing more annoying. I get tagged in anything to do with a guy with long hair. Some fucker will tag me in it and go, oh, and I tell you what, it's getting to the point now. This is even worse. I reckon about 10 to 15 times a week, I'll be tagged in by someone who's at the pub with their mate who's got a little bit of hair or a top knot, and they'll go, just out having a beer with Pete Wix. I'm not even joking. I get tagged in them all to the point where if you look on my Instagram, I've had to take off tagged photos so that you can't tag me in things, because all I was being tagged in were fucking pictures of blokes with long hair, and none of them were me. Like, none of them. And none of them look like me. It's just, it could literally be anyone.
Do you think people go out with long hair and say, like, I'm Pete Wix?
No, I think people get drunk and they go, oh, it's Pete Wix. Like it must be so annoying for other people, apart from the ones who tag themselves as me. That's quite annoying.
That's a mix.
Even to the point where you did Halloween this week with Sam, and you did, which I actually quite like, because what a sad little life, Jane. But instead of thinking that it was Jane, people went, why is Sam dressed up as Pete?
Oh my God. Someone commented picture. Saying Sam really looks like Pete here. I can really see it.
See, Graziano telling me that, you know, like, we're like twins. Fucking very happy with that.
Yeah.
We'll deal with that. That, not so much. Not so much. Not so good.
Should we FaceTime Sam, actually?
Why would we FaceTime him?
Dying.
I mean, I come here today, I genuinely thought I'd have a day away from him. Can he even speak?
He's going to have the peas on his face.
Should we get Sam to do the outro? Because he's FaceTiming.
Is he? Oh, he's not FaceTiming me.
That can't be real. What's going on? Because, Sam, I went to work the next day. Sam, you are speaking. So, yes, I did.
Of course it hurts.
But it's not that bad. You can get through it. Why are you doing that weird... You're doing that... You're not calling in sick to work, mate. Where I just don't feel very well. Why are you talking like that? What?
You're speaking.
You're speaking literally right now.
Yeah, but not very well because it hurts.
No, because you're putting on a pathetic little voice because you're a fucking child. Don't zoom in. It doesn't hurt that bad. Grow a pair of fucking bollocks.
You lied to me.
Are you doing this just as Zara plays nurse for the entire weekend? I know you think I'm stupid, right? Look at the smile. You think I'm fucking stupid. I know what it'll be. You're not going to fucking get up off of that fucking sofa. You're going to sit and game. She's going to bring you food nonstop. She's going to do everything for you. And you're going to do dick all.
That's not true.
No. All right, then. So next Tuesday, are we still doing a bit of work, or you not think you're going to be ready by then?
I think I'll be ready by then.
Oh, you think you'll be ready? Okay, I'll be fine then.
Can I talk to you, Goose?
Yeah.
Oh, he sounds very happy. He's honestly the most pathetic.
How are you feeling?
What is that voice?
She's not feeling very well.
You're an enabler.
I'm not an enabler.
Tell him to get up and go.
Look at her poor little lamb. Sam, I was telling Pete about how it's obviously going to be Albus and Cedric's birthdays. And we're going to sing them the birthday song.
Meow, 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 meow. It hurts. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I think this may be a good time to finish the podcast while they FaceTime. Thank you so much for listening to Staying Relevant.
Please leave a review.
Pleasure.
If you really enjoyed this. Please leave this 5 stars in particular, because I do think I did a way better job at hosting this than Sam. So if you could give us a 5-star and leave a nice review, that would be really appreciated.
Make sure you follow us on Staying Relevant Podcast, on YouTube, on TikTok.
What?
What's he saying?
Snappy C.
Oh, and yes, sorry. Thank you, Sam. And on Snappy C, the only time Sam has remembered about Snapchat is the time when he's got frozen peas attached to his head. Every Monday on all platforms, and every Friday you can do all the visuals and all that sort of stuff on YouTube. Just search for Staying Relevant. Follow us, do all that crap, subscribe, rate Zara. We'd like to hear what you thought about Zara.
Love to hear what you
and
about
also,
me.
Even in the reviews, send Sam his your best wishes. Tell him what he can improve on based on, you know, hearing a professional today. If you can notice the difference, let us know in the reviews and send Sam some good wishes.
Yeah, send him your best wishes. He really needs them at the moment.
I really need some Lovington Bears.
Sam, if you didn't hear that, said he needs some Lovington Bears. And at this point, I'm going.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.